You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan. A wonderful Red Friday. Dark before the dawn. Dawn before the dark. I don't think anybody ever says that, but they do now. Welcome into it. It is a Red Friday. Get up. Woo. Get excited.
Let's
We're
go.
Here. Raider week, baby. So last night, Footsteps Falco. Keanu Reeves, by the way.
Falco.
They were talking to him on New Heights. He was awesome. I don't know if you watched the episode or not.
I had not.
They brought up The Replacements. Of course, it's Travis Kelce's favorite movie of all time. Makes sense. Jock, funny movie, funny, involving The Replacements. And he's like, is it true that you could have actually probably been a quarterback? And Keanu Reeves is like, that is absolutely false.
Oh, good. I was going to say, if that guy said he was 100% true about that, I would have died.
Nah, dude.
Keanu Reeves. Bro.
Yeah.
Remember when he got into a phone booth and went back in time?
Hell yeah, dude.
Bill and Ted, man. Yo, did you ever see that movie, Mac?
I have seen that one.
Oh, it's a great one. Yeah, where they went and found Socrates and brought him back. Yeah.
Imagine being the other guy. Everybody knows who Keanu Reeves is. Couldn't tell you who the blonde guy is.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, my God, you're right. Hold on a second.
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, you know Simon, but you don't know Garfunkel.
Yeah. Paul Simon was a jerk. Let's talk about
it. It's Bill S. Preston. Wasn't that the guy who was in it?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think it
that's
was.
A good pull.
Yeah, Bill S. Preston, I think, was the guy
S. Preston, yep.
Yeah, he was the guy in Bill and Ted's. Yeah, he played Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But his name was not Bill S. Preston. That's the character's name.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the S stands? Sometimes they use their real names.
Oh, gotcha. It's Alex Winter is this guy's name.
Winter is not coming. Winter is gone. That is two
Alex
Game of Thrones
Winter.
References.
Wow. He's like the guy from the first guy on American Idol that, you know, did the show with Seacrest and left.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a
what
bad
an
beat.
Idiot.
That guy.
Bad
yeah.
beat, dude.
Really bad beat.
It's like Chevy Chase. I don't think I'm going to do Saturday Night Live. This show's going to fail.
Yeah. 60 years later, here we sit.
Sabrina Carpenter is hosting this week. So
yeah.
We'll be watching.
Oh, man. He was in Ben 10 Race Against Time in 2007.
Oh,
so time challenges or time travel movies are his specialty right now.
Hey,
well, it's
man,
like Eric Stoltz, you know, who was the original guy, Marty McFly. They did the entire movie with Eric Stoltz and then said, nah, we don't like you. And they got Michael J. Fox and they refilmed the whole movie. So
that's nuts.
Yeah,
Michael J. Fox, I have to talk to you about your future.
Do you know Stoltz and Fox just got together like this month for the first time? Like Michael J. Fox wrote him a letter and whatnot. And he goes, yeah, I'm not mad at you, you know, like 40 years later. And so now they become friends and, you know, share life things with each other.
That is cool.
Yeah. But like if you're Michael J. Fox, like this guy probably hates me.
Yeah.
You know,
text line says Alex Winter. He was also in The Lost Boys.
Oh, okay.
You seen that one? It's weird.
No, I've not.
I haven't seen that one. I mean, God.
Kiefer Sutherland, baby.
Yeah, The Lost Boys.
Have you seen Lean on Me?
When you're not... No, I haven't.
Watch that Stand By Me.
Oh, man. Stand By Me is great.
Stand By Me is a coming-of-age movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was right before we lost Corey Feldman. What's wrong with the youth?
He was in Freaked in 1993. No, you guys know that? No,
okay. I'm sorry. What's the name of that movie?
Freaked.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not Tuesday.
Yeah.
So anyways, the Raiders are in town this weekend. You got a favorite Raiders memory of all time?
Mac, what do you got? You got first on the list.
They need a 3rd-and-1 conversion here at their own 29. Two back set. Charles shades to the near side. They're going to run a fire pass. They're going to throw it down the right sideline for Charles. He makes the catch at the right side. Cuts it back left. Yes. 35, 30. Angling left. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs formation, the Raiders, for a long touchdown play on 3rd-and-1. And Charles finds the promised land for the 5th time in the game.
5 touchdowns, my favorite Chief of all time against my least favorite team, kicking their ass over 50 points. Andy Reid's first season. Awesome, dude.
I'm going to take a total sidebar because I was thinking about this yesterday. You just said against the team you hate the most. If all of a sudden we went to like college mode and we had to protect one rivalry, are you protecting the Raider rivalry or are you protecting the Bronco rivalry?
I mean, I'd be okay if the Broncos never were a team again. So yeah. The hell with them.
So you would protect the Bronco rivalry, or you would get rid of the Bronco rivalry and play the Raiders every year?
I'd play the Raiders every year.
The Raiders,
yeah, I would too. Yeah,
it's absolutely. Like, it's, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it is.
Because what we say about the show is relatable.
Yeah.
The Raiders are relatable within the fan base. Your grandpa, your dad, and you probably all hate the Raiders.
That's right. Yeah. That's
exactly right.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I think a lot of people, like my dad's age or my, you know, grandparents' age, they would be like, oh, I hated John Elway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily hate Rod Smith. You know, I didn't really hate, I mean, Terrell Davis, they put Vaseline on their jerseys at one point to try to escape from
they
tackles.
They cheat.
It's a true story.
Everybody does, though. I mean, people were using stick them on their gloves, lubed WD-40.
Up, lubed up in Lubiderm or Vaseline so that the Chiefs couldn't tackle the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
That's what they had to do. That's a true story. I will stand on that to the day that I die. Bob, you have a favorite memory?
I have a couple, actually, and it's nothing like on the field. It's like all off the field stuff. And I remember being in Oakland one time for a game. And it was like 2002, 2003. And, you know, it was a miserable experience because that stadium was awful and it was leaking in the press box. It was basically raining on top of Carl Peterson's head, who was sitting behind me listening to, you know, the calls that were going on. And that's what the Raiders and Chiefs did. Usually, if you're an executive for the team, they've got a private booth for you or whatnot. When the Raiders and Chiefs played each other, the top executives sat in the press box. It was that's how petty that this was, right? So the top executives would sit in the press box amongst the media because the Raiders and Chiefs were so petty with each other, you know, back in the day. And Vermeil was telling a story about driving in and looking out the bus window, and there's old women giving them the finger as they're driving into the game, which I absolutely love that. I remember going to that game, and there was so much traffic. One of the Raiders coaches at the time, I think his name was Joe Avezzano, just dropped his car in the middle of traffic and was walking to the stadium road.
Wow.
I remember seeing that guy. I'm like, that's a coach for the Raiders back when we knew who these guys were and whatnot. And then I always remember Amy Trask talking trash to me up in the press box when she was the president of the Raiders, and they took like a lead against the Chiefs with like a minute or something to go, and the Chiefs went right down the field and scored and won the game. I think it was like 04, 05. And when the Raiders scored, she's cheering up, yeah, all this. And then the Chiefs scored and won the game. Like, oh, this is awesome. So, like, it's just those type of memories that really fuel the fire. Mm-hmm. But it really shows you how much they hate each other by putting their own executives in the press box. And especially having Carl Peterson getting rained on at that one game. It was unbelievable how much they hate each other. What's your memory, Dusty?
I have two. From a play standpoint, it's the Travis Kelce game from a few years back where he had 4 receptions for 4 touchdowns and 26 yards.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
Insane.
Productive. Yeah.
They just literally were like, oh, we're inside the 20. It's almost the same as like Max Jamal Charles game where like Rodney Hudson was literally going to the line and be like, over there, it's going over there. We're letting you guys know it's going over there. And they still did it. And it was like anytime they were inside the 10-yard line, wherever 87 is, we know that they don't have a good matchup. We're just going to throw it to me in the end zone. 4 catches, 26 yards, 4 touchdowns. Insane.
That's great.
The other one is, to me, the most iconic photo in Kansas City Chiefs history. It's Brandon Flowers, foot on the ball, in the end zone after a pick 6, arms crossed, and everyone's got the number one bird at his
face. Fantastic, yeah.
If you are a diehard Chiefs fan and you have that photo in your man cave, in your shed, in your garage, in your house, send it to @DustyLigans. I will retweet it all weekend. That, to me, is one of the most iconic sports photos. to me, it's one of the, it is the greatest photo in Kansas City. I mean, I'm sure you have one of, you know,
Smoking a butt, drinking a Fresca is pretty iconic.
But the background of that is he hated that photo.
I hated that photo.
So that to me is kind of tainted. Like, Lynn Dawson hated that photo. Yeah. I know it's on shirts and it's cool and whatever,
but put Mahomes' face on it.
Yeah, but I mean, in reality, I guarantee you Brandon Flowers has that photo of him flexing and getting the bird.
Yeah.
Second and eight for Kyra Bowler at his own 16. Chiefs lead 7-0 mid first. Bowler to throw under pressure. He's throwing long of the right sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Brandon Flowers on a great over the shoulder interception. Three series, two picks for Kansas City as Brandon Flowers has his third pick of the year, his second acrobatic interception.
Is that booing their own team, or is that booing Brandon Flowers or booing Kyle Bowler? Or just a combination of both?
It is both.
Kyra Bowler, Ravens great quarterback.
Oh, he was fantastic.
He was just swinging it to Todd Heap, baby.
He was supposed to be the greatest thing ever when he was coming out of college. Where did he go to school?
Kyle Bowler? I have no idea.
Is he like a Louisville guy? Or God, I would... I had a fourth grade teacher named Carol Bowler.
I had a device I called Kyle Bowler. Seriously. I don't know where Kyle Bowler went to school. I'm going to say...
You're going to tell me, I'm going to go, oh, yeah.
I'll say, like, Arkansas.
Delaware. No, he didn't go to Delaware.
Is that your final guess?
No. I'm going to go one more, and I'm going to say Virginia Tech, but I know that's wrong.
This is a big school, University of California.
Kyle Bowler went to Cal?
Went to high school.
Well, that would make sense why people had him so high up as, like, being a future good quarterback.
Smart, man.
Quarterbacks out of Cal, man. Pat White, he didn't go to Cal. He went to West Virginia.
Yeah. No, he did go to Cal for a hot minute, I think.
Pat White went to Cal, right?
The guy that the Royals drafted, Pat White?
I think so. He was like a scrambling quarterback.
Yeah.
He was just like basically like the newcomer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Michael Vick.
I think there was a West Virginia guy too.
Geno Smith.
Yeah, no, there was a Pat White at West Virginia and
Is
Cal.
That who I'm thinking of? Is Pat White?
Pat White, West Virginia? Pat White?
Yeah.
That's what I got.
So it was West Virginia. Yeah, West Virginia.
Man, but why do I have Cal on my brain with him too?
I don't know.
Go look at the greatest Cal quarterbacks and let us know, man. Get back to us a little bit later. I'm sure Mitch will know.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.